Mr. Murray, Reel 4. You arrived in Egypt. What were your impressions of Egypt?
It's funny, like, when you say, like, a funny country, like, in way, I mean, you have the Arabs trying to sell you stuff, like, on the boat, like, on the boats and all that, trying to sell you proof and that. And you just got off the, like, once you got off the boat, you were, like, on the trucks, and as I say, you went to go down to that thing. Or that camp, I just can't remember the camp. And then we went from there to another one. I think we were in two places in Egypt, didn't we? Then we went, this is probably far from Damascus. And I think we've got a couple of days there. I think we've got some leave in that.
Do you remember which brigade and division the battalion belonged to?
The 46th of the Oak Tree.
So this was a form of rest and recuperation for them.
It was really training. And Bill was just on there, you know, which I'm saying. Now, me and him reminisce, I mean, we hadn't seen each other for 50 years. And each time we get on, and we always get on about this kind of thing. So, I mean, I remember the training was terrible. The training was heavy.
What training were you doing?
Like, well, hillside training. Because, I mean, it's a hill area where we go in the Gothic line. It's a hill area. And this is what we were training for. So, Bill, you know, I was on the phone and that, and he turned around. He says, Ernie, can you remember them hills? We went up in that training. I says, yeah. He says, you know what they were? They were the Golan Heights. I've seen that on there. That's how we were training on there. And the route marches we did on there, I mean, a lot of fellas collapsed. I mean, as the Mary's Reed, the word of being what's been through the mill, and then and that's it. And these are all ones where we used to have, and a lot of the route marches, the bagpipes playing. You could surprise an old fire, you could march with them. But I remember that from there. And then I think that photograph, that platoon photograph wasn't very far from Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. And I says, anyhow, I says, I plunged to the Sea of Galilee, you know, and then we went.
Can we just spend a little bit more time with the training that you said was very heavy indeed? Mm-hmm. Were you carrying heavy loads on these marches?
Yeah, you have like full equipment, which will have your small pack and your pouches. Well, I mean, I can't remember what I had, like, on training. But I know, like, what I had going up the line. I mean, I was on a Brent. We was on number two on the Brent one. But you could swim, like, I mean. So I would have two magazines of the Brent gun, which would hold 28 rounds, two grenades, a bandolier of 50 rounds. And I used to have them around your neck. Used to have an intention tool in your small pack, and sometimes, like, right in a platoon, you carry, you know, and in a platoon, you carry, you know, a pick and a big shovel for digging in and out, and that's the gear we carry. But I can't remember, we didn't have that normal training, like, but I think we had fun kit.
The training in Syria, you say, which was mountain training,
yeah.
What kind of training was it exactly? I know you've mentioned the route march side of it.
Yeah.
What kind of training in the mountains were you doing?
Well, you'd have to get up on the top. The enemy would be up the top, and you had to make it and get up there. That's what you had to train and get down in that. More was like a salt course, like a mountain there. So get up there where we were. Oh, bloody jigger. And how... When I think about how I made it, like, and
it'd be pretty hot work.
It was. I mean, you're really fagged out. You had to rest, like, I mean, and the thing is, as I say, whether it be a lot of old soldiers, like, and as I say, I admire them, and they're being lucky, but come from North Africa and all these other, and all, like, in way, and Italy. Anyway, that went to Greece and that and all that, I wasn't a bit short, I was frightened, like a lot more, and it's
In these training attacks on up mountains and onto the tops, were they carried out with artillery support? And
no, it was just like more like the
just a Did you have to split up into platoons or companies to go different ways?
Well, yeah, it was just what I was doing. So like, I mean, would have been getting orders on this company member, but they used to have to go up there and have to go and all that. And then
what other memories have you of being in Syria?
Well, we were in a camp just outside of Syria, and it was like orange groves, and that there. Anyhow, there was a Gurkha battalion out there. We were just getting out of bed, and they did half their training. They were out there running the Gurkhas, and they was the keenest little soldier I've ever seen. They were on, they'd been down, they'd been for runs, and I said, we're just getting out of bed. And I always remember them. But I think there was a stabbing there. I don't know if it was in Damascus, one of all lands was stabbed. And right, I said, you know what, I photographed, I'm sure you'll five over there.
Did you see much of the natives?
Not really. Not really, but didn't, like, the road, like, what we came on, like, I mean, it was, you're coming right across the desert, you know, like, from Port Said and right through there. But before I got to anyhow, so, like, I think, I'm not sure if it was coming back or what, or when we were going. So, some got leave, like, in that way. I couldn't, like, Mr. Cairo. And I did get the one place. Cause, yeah, on about the natives, yeah. They got on, I'm forgetting where this was now. And they went, like, they used to be on Kenya Sioux, you know. Can you show us Johnny and Robin there? Used to put your foot where you used to have KC. They would give you the price, and they would turn around and set up the King one. They would give you another price, a higher price, and if you didn't pay, so you left for one clean shoe and one dirty shoe. So I used to give them that. I mean, they were all like young con kids and that. And then some of them, what they used to do, used to get the black. But brush them and then they go like that and on your cake. And then when you start to pay the money, but I can't remember what place that was, but I always remember that.
So the natives didn't particularly like the British soldier?
Because I think, yeah, I mean, but I tell you what they used to do, they would maybe you would buy bananas off them, but they were green. So you would put the bananas out there in the sun. Next time I looked at the banana and said, God, it pinched the bugger's back, sir. And this was it. And I always remember, he's all around about shaving, and that, but he always gets some. I always remember this, that he wouldn't get back. He wouldn't get back. He was dirty. And we took him down to the showers. And you know them big brooms, but he scrubbed them in this washing place and all that. Like, and I think, I don't know if he didn't put on the charge. But you had that kind of thing. I mean, it gets so my some didn't shave that. My some of them just have a little. I mean, there was a lad, an old lad. He hadn't shaved. He was nearly into his 30s. He'd never shaved. I mean, you get people like that. But in the army, if you've got nothing, you've still got to shave. Now, you have a little bit, you've got to shave. You got pulled under the charge, didn't you? And.
Was there opportunities to get into the towns for leisure time, leisure activities?
No, that's what I mean. On there, there's one camp. It had a cinema. I'd opened a cinema like that. But I mean, the thing is, as I say, it was unbearable. Like, all the first thing that unbearable, like, 6 o'clock, used to clamp down. Like, if you went anywhere and you went anywhere any length of time and you just had your kids, they used to freeze. I mean, it was a picture like on the afternoon, but when it come on the night time, it got cold. So it was just like, I think there was, I don't know if they had like bits of nothing there. That would have been the main camp, like, or not.
Were they feeding you well?
I can't remember. I can't remember. remember much about like feeling like, but it's more to the feeling kind of thing. It's what I can remember when I went back there, most of on the things on there. And I mean, it was awful and that, but now I have a good laugh when I think about it, like how the stuff was cooked and how the you know, and this is it. But I can't remember much about eating like what we had.
Was there, we expected to in Syria, you know, in this situation that you were in, training and resting, we expected to have a very high standard of turnout.
Like, but things have just come to my mind. Well, what's happened really, like, you're not there. Turnout. There was a thing what's happened with the Palestine police. And, where that would be, it wasn't silly, it was, not Syria, it's Palestine. Not where it is now, Palestine is now is Israel. Like Tel Aviv. So like what happened? We did get leave. I got leave. We got out one night. I went to a place called Haifa. Well, that's not really far from Tel Aviv. No. Well, that's a port. Anyhow, they had trouble like with the Palestinian police in Tel Aviv, so we went helping them, and that when we used to go, like there was a curfew like on Tel Aviv, and we used to patrol, like, and anybody was caught like picked up and that, and you know, took like with the police and that.
Were these the natives, the Arabs, or the Jews?
I see. I don't know what it was, because I mean, there's a place called Jaffa, which is next door, the Arabs and Jews. It must have been, I don't know, like, the Palestinian police, like, I don't know, but it was all patrolled in Tel Aviv.
And were you on those patrols?
Yeah.
Any memories of them? Any problems?
No, we didn't. We didn't pick anybody up. All you did was pick them up, like, and just went around and that. I mean, that's what was our duties and that. Anyhow, we had a corporal, he was a... It was terrible for drinking stuff, like he was out of life for foreign drink, right? It was a stuff like what they called arak. It was like clear water. It was like a tint, like tasted like linseed. Now if you've got a drink of that, and he's on that photo, sure he was on that photograph on there. If you had a good drink of that, and you drank water the next day, you used to be away again. So anyhow, we got a night out. It's Tel Aviv. So it was myself. I'm not sure if it was another three or two, I'm not sure. But anyhow, we went, it's a beautiful city now. So where the bars and that used to have like a piano, set of drums, and a guitar, like that in there. So we went in and started drinking beer. So like, and we're drinking pints of beer. So the these would say, "Well, have a bottle of this, Alec." And the woman says, "No, you don't want none of that." They love them to speak English and that. "You don't want none of that." So I mean, we got this. I'm drinking the beer and I got talking down and put it in. Anyhow, so I had some. And I'm drinking, I could feel it. This is getting a hold of me. So I just went out and went down on the seafront. In fact, I like to drink stuff, and I know what effect it's going to have, but I could feel this going on me. And I said, I'm not telling any. No. So I went down on the seafront, and I stopped down there for about maybe three quarters of an hour. And when I come back, they were underneath the table. So I had to get them back from them. I said, that was a... So I had to give them, I had to get them, pulled it out, and get them back. After the, like it was like a big school where we started out and get them back in there and that.
Was there any attempts to link up with the local ladies?
No, not really. Well, I mean, it was like brothels there. There was a lot of brothels out there and nothing there. But I mean, there was brothels in Haifa and that. Oh, I went there. Do I experience the brothel or not? I went in to this brothel. I think, I it must have been high because there was only in two places, Haifa and Tel Aviv, and all the soldiers are sitting there. And this one place said, there was one, she was like a coloured girl, she was a bunny and a smart woman, but they were all going to be queuing up for this one, and there. Then it's like a toilet, that, but I think there was one, two. I'm not sure, there was four or five rooms in it. We all sat there and just allowed, I mean, got to watch them all. I says to this, well, this girl got on beside this lad then, and more like, if he could do anything, it would cost him nothing, and I thought, bloody hell on that. But all these was going in, so I'm getting to this coloured girl and all that. And where they went in, no time, I says, it's just like, there's much time on what she's been there, and been in there, getting in like a big barber's bloody haircut, and they're out and all that, one of them. But then these blokes was, where the toilets was and that, there was a door like leading through into there. There was a spy all where I went, here they are, look and watch them. That was an experience and that after that.
You came out before he used it.
Oh, no, I never went in. No, I didn't go in. I just thought, it was just an experience. What's that? I thought, no way. I mean, it didn't like this come out.
Was VD a problem in the battalion?
My dad used to say there was more wounded for VD than what was. That's what I'm saying.
It was an offence, though, to catch it, was it not?
Yeah, it was an offence if you caught anything. I mean, because, I mean, you were issued with them and all that. And the thing is, well, I mean, I don't know if they had them in there, but they had them in Italy. If they picked a prostitute up, what had they do? Why are my daughters and getting all this? So, they said, what had they do? We had to go and go and get cleaned. And get, and, you know, get it signed. And of course, if you didn't do that, and you were caught, well, you would have on the charge, and that was it. But I can't remember any of them out there, but there was in Italy, and that kind of thing. Because I had a lad, but a pal just like later on, like, and he worked in one of them just in Rome, it was.
These were like little centres that you had to go and take the precautions.
That's right. You went in there after. If you'd been there, you had to get washed down, and you got this stuff like that, you know, and you put on yourself and all that, and things like that. And he would make that out that you've been there. But I mean, there's other thing. I mean, you could catch crabs of Billy Hawkins. I've got crabs, but it wasn't really off a woman. It was off Billy Dirty Brothers. You can get them. I mean, a lot of them used to say about seats. Tired of seats and all kinds of things and all that, but I mean, that, and that's me, and then there's always a gun under me, I was going to get put on a charge for that, but that was well on after the thing, like, you know, but,
I should have asked you, you'd received inoculations of one kind or another, to go out to the Middle East.
Yeah, and you did, you had it up more when you went out.
And look when you got there. Were you medically examined quite often?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on you.
Yeah, because that's where you know that thing. When I tell you about this thing going to be private, where I got examined out in Egypt and that, where you've got like a drop all in and that, where you get the way that we got injections, and it worked out. It was about the size of all the top of a match. It's come out. And I didn't even, I went to see it, and they're more like, I mean, like when it's happened, like, but he couldn't see anything, like it had gone. It was a clear thing, like, but it worked its way out, you know. And we got away, a lot of people to see it. But I had a forgetting what I had 3 hours bad. I was really bad. I put the gun on guard. I forget what it was for now. Hey. But I had to come up, I couldn't do the guard. I was on fire. It's like William, whatever it is, where he's showing him, like, I mean, where you got all kinds of injections and that. But Oh yeah, you got examined. You were checked for that kind of thing.
Was mail coming through to you quite easily?
Yeah.
How important is a letters and from home to a soldier?
Well, it's a lot like, and I mean, it's the thing is about, it's a good thing, like, and I mean, and but the hardest thing, I mean, I wasn't writing much, and this is it, and the thing is, and which navvies, and it always finished up like that. Please let's know like how we are all, like, I mean, and this kind of thing, and the last thing is to say like, what was I say? God bless you, bunny lad, like, and you know, the end of the letter. Many times I've been gonna take like one of them letters and take it down the night and could have put it in, you know, like the daily view thing, this kind of thing. And
did they affect your letters from home? They make you homesick,
no,
or
no, not really. Like, I mean, I was never. I can't remember really. Really, John, many a time I know I think about my mother. Like, I mean, it, after when I got out of the line, I thought about things and that. I was out of the line when this happened. I mean, I was still in the guard at Ancona. I was maybe about 20. And by the end, they were coming this same night at this time, and I said, your mother's died, and I just collapsed. And I bumped my head. I have some photographs on it. Their names is gone, but that was out after I come up with the island. But I think more like, and I felt that, or what they did, they sent me up to Rome for a camp up there, like. More like a holiday camp, like, where you could get up and breakfast any time and all that, not like that. Well, yeah, that was no good to me, that kind of thing.
Did you receive parcels from home?
Yeah.
What kind of thing were you being sent?
Like, you would send, like, Christmas cake, maybe stockings and maybe things, different things on that. Sometimes you would send us all kinds, maybe. But I used to carry an old jar, I used to carry one of them all the time when I was in there. In the army and that.
Did you get any parcels or presents from people who were attached to the regiment at home, coming through from them?
No. The only ones I got was from my mother. And I got, like, I mean, and that's all I got. Because I was like, I mean, she used to say I don't get any parcels, and she used to send different things and that. But, as I said, you've got a lot on your mind, like, I mean, as far as that, and what happens, maybe some of them could have gone astray, like, I mean, I don't know.
Can I ask you some questions about the battalion? Who was commanding it when you joined?
I can't remember.
Lieutenant Colonel Preston ring a bell?
It could have been. I mean, we had an entertainment officer, and a lot of officers, I can't remember, even the one what's on our photo, that flew, I can't remember him. There's only certain ones I can remember on that photo that got in Bill, and Bill's only answer I can remember, I can't remember any of the other ones. And, we used to have
were they good officers, although you can't remember the names, were they good officers?
Well, the thing is, we had no trouble, like, with officers. I never had no trouble with me NCOs. Like, I mean, I was all waiter. I never had no trouble as far as that.
Any personalities in your own little platoon or squad that you recall? The way they acted and behaved?
My mate, Palmer, I was on the pen for him.
What was he like?
Well, he used to sleepwalk.
What was his name again?
But this is in Italy, man. But when we get to Italy, we'll get on the boat to him, the car. Called him Papa Pearson. I don't know why, what his proper name was. And Bill just turned around to me He used to call me Tex. That's just how anybody called me, Tex. He said, I don't know anybody. He says, that's what he used to call me. I mean, so, like, when we did them things at Lake Telephone, and I think we...
What happened after Palestine?
We did all training, like. So, like, what we did, we came back, like, you know, that, and we got the boat back to Italy. We landed at Naples there.
Do you recall what time of the year this would be?
Yeah. I'm sure those have got that book. Look at that book.
So you came back to Italy.
Yeah.
What happened to you then?
We went in the towns of camp. In there. I think, no. This was a transit camp. There was that many people there. We stood in a queue, like, for to get breakfast and that. And by the time you got through, and you got for breakfast, you know, had your breakfast and that, it was time to get in the queue for to start to get in for to get your dinner. There was that many people there. But there was another transit camp, I don't know where it was, where they did their own cooking. Well, you know what they used to cook. Well, you know them, you know the 50 drums and all of that. They had them cut long ways like that. And they were laid out, and they had like 5 gallons diesel and 5 gallons of water, and they had like channeling them down into them. And it was that, they had like bars across, and used to do the bacon and egg on that and that. They used to do them like a spot. That's as many times you could taste the very decent that and that. And that was like the field cooking, like the ourselves outside of that. And I remember saying, in the winter time, it was like, it was getting, I know the weather wasn't there, you know, wasn't very good. So what they used to do, the butter was hard as a rock. They used to, like, start the queue, like, and, you know, like, get your stuff. You'll get, there was a little bit of bacon and bread. But the butter hard, he used to melt it and he used to put it on it. And it with a shaving brush. And then that was, used to get your breakfast on there and eat that. Now, and it was opposite way. In the summertime, they used to got some be marmalade and that, you know, and get you, like, in a kind of pot of tea. And in the summer, the marmalade, you couldn't get to the marmalade for very wasps. The wasps was around and that. But I'll never get them kind of things, and that thing, and that cancer camp. Stood for hours and hours for to get some of these. That was a nothing like a
minute. How long were you in this particular camp? As you just arrived from Egypt?
I would be there and then later on.
Did you move up to the line from that camp?
No, not do more training.
All right.
That what we did, that's where we started playing like football, netball, with sales and that. I remember now that, I remember where there was teams like different companies and that played football against each other. And netball, I was playing, and I remember playing netball, and I got brought back to that, and then rugby very nose, every nose bleed. I always remember that. And we did like where that's where that. That lad, I did train when he fired that 2-inch mortar. Come back.
Who was this?
This Chambers, they call him, from Sunderland.
This was a training accident, was it?
Yeah. This is the lad when I turned around and said, when we're coming back from Egypt, turned around and said, if I go up the line this time early, I don't think I'll come up. And that's happened to him. And that's why the lads was devastated, why he was friendly with these two clocks for us. And that was it. And they were really upset. I mean, they said, like, two brothers shouldn't be together, like, in a battalion, or in a battalion, but they were in a battalion. And they shouldn't, because they said, they're born, you know.
And this, you were saying, was a training accident?
Yes, this is training for a good year. And be killed without being going in the front line, like, I mean, as far as that.